సహనావతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. We have completed the first two chapters of Taittiriya Upanishad, that is Shikshavalli summary and Brahmanandavalli summary. Today we will see the third chapter summary, that is Bhrguvalli. This valli is known as Bhargavi Vidyan. Varuni Vidya or Bhargavi Vidya. Because the Bhrigu approached his father Varuna and asked for Brahma Vidya. Therefore, this valli is known as Bhrigu Valli. The mantra begins with Bhrigur Vai Varuni. Bhrigu happens to be the son, Varuna happens to be the father. Father cum guru, both. And this valli also begins with a shanti pacha, that is sahana vavatu shanti pacha. The meaning we saw already, very significant shanti pacha, in which the student seeking the blessings of the Lord for an ideal relationship between himself and the Guru. The ideal relationship is he is seeking, because without ideal healthy relationship, successful listening cannot take place. Successful teaching also cannot take place. So the ideal relationship is very important. That means congenial atmosphere between that student and the teacher. Therefore, the student is seeking the Lord's blessings. Please bless me with that love and affection, devotion towards my teacher, Shraddha towards my teacher and teaching, so that I can receive the Shastra successfully in a right manner. Similarly, my teacher also have that devote love and care for me, ideal relationship, so that he also can or she also can communicate completely to me that teaching, so that successfully I can assimilate the teaching. So without that relation, no Brahma Jnanam can take place. Very difficult to maintain the Guru-Sishya Sambandha in good relation, that is also. Sambandha, Guru-Sishya Sambandha is very easy, but maintaining, continuing that, it is very, very, very the toughest task, unless both the sides, the guru and teacher, have that this side devotion and faith, guru side love and care, both must be there. The Shastra is the in-between link. So Brahma Vidya is so difficult. Therefore, this prayer is very significant prayer. The first Anuvaka. Here also, every section is known as Anuvaka. Anuvaka means a paragraph or section. There are 10 Anuvakas in this valli also. And each Anuvaka, there are many small, small paragraphs. Sometimes one Anuvaka is a very big Anuvaka. And sometimes Anuvaka is very with one paragraph, it concludes. The first Anuvaka is that Bhrugu is approaching his father. Bhrugurvai Varunihina. Varunam Pitaram Upasasara. The Bhrugu approached his father, Upasasara. After approaching him, he asked, Adhihi Bhagavo Brahmeti. Hey Bhagavan, he is addressing his father as Bhagavan. Hey Bhagavan, Adhihi Bhagavo, Bhagavan, Adhihi, please teach me. What is Brahman? Please give me the knowledge of Brahman. So the topic, four topics, the first topic is Brahma Vidyana. Brahma Vidya topic or Brahma Lakshanam in the form of teaching the father Varuna gives to his son. First topic is known as Brahma Lakshanam. Same like Brahmanandavalli topic. There also first topic is Brahma Lakshanam. Second topic is Brahma Vedana Prakarahana. Brahma Vedana Prakaraha or Brahma Jnana Prakaraha. The method of knowing that Brahman. What is the method followed, to be followed to acquire Brahman knowledge? The method is also very, very important. Then the third topic is Brahma Jnana Phalam. The benefit by attaining this knowledge. The benefit also is given. Then fourth topic is Brahma Jnana Sadhanani. The means to attain Brahma Jnana. Disciplines to be followed. Means sadhanani. Or disciplines to be followed. To be followed by a student, not by teacher. The disciplines to be followed by the student to get that Brahma Jnanam and to assimilate that Brahma Jnanam. These are the four topics. Comes the first topic, Brahma Lakshanam. In this first topic, the importance of Guru is revealed here, mentioned. The importance of Guru. Adhihi Bhagavo Brahmeti. So, Bhrugu approaching his father to know Brahman. That statement tells us one should not do any prayatnam to know Brahman by oneself. One should not try oneself to know Brahman. That means one has to approach a guru. This is must. Guru Upasadanam is pointed out in the first Anuvaka. Guru Upasadanam. The importance of Guru. What is the Brahma Lakshanam? That Varuna answers. In the previous valli we saw Brahma Swarupa Lakshanam. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. That is Swarupa Lakshanam of Brahman. That means the direct definition is given there in the Brahmananda valli. Whereas in this valli, Varuna gives not direct definition of Brahman, but indirect definition of Brahman. Indirect definition means Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman. He gives. Tatastha Lakshanam means indirect definition. Which is this Anuvaka, that portion which is going to come in this Anuvaka is the source for Brahma Sutra, that is second Sutra. Janmadhyasya yataha. I already pointed out there, that is Taittiriya Upanishad. We saw Yatova imani bhutani jayante. So this is called Tatastha Lakshanam. How Varuna taught to Bhrigu in this Anuvaka? He says that Tatastha Lakshanam is like this. Annam pranam chakshusrotram mano vachamiti tagumho vacha. Brahman is அன்னம் பிரம்மா, பிராணம் பிரம்மா, மனோ பிரம்மா, விஜ்ஞானம் பிரம்மா, ஆனந்தம் பிரம்மா. திஸ் இஸ் கால்டு தடஸ்த லக்ஷணம், இன்டைரக்ட் லக்ஷணம். ஃபுட் இஸ் பிரம்மன், வைட்டல் ஃபோர்ஸ் இஸ் பிரம்மன், மைண்ட் இஸ் பிரம்மன், இன்டலெக்ட் இஸ் பிரம்மன், ஹாப்பினஸ் இஸ் பிரம்மன். திஸ் இஸ் கால்டு தடஸ்த லக்ஷணம். ஃபர்தர் ஹி கோஸ், யதோ வா இமானி பூதானி ஜாயந்தே, from which all beings are born, yataha, from which imani, these bhutani beings, jayante, born. That means, Brahman is that who is the srishti karanam, intelligent cause. Ena jatani jivante, Brahman is that because of which all beings are sustaining, sthiti karanam. That means Brahman is the upadana karanam. You can see the difference between satyam jnanam anantam brahma ke in the tatastha lakshanam. In the ulahatthiki undu pandrathiki edhi karanamo adhi Brahman nan chollitam. Brahman idhani chollamal, in the creation ke edhi karanamaa irukkinradho adhidha Brahman nan. இந்த கிரியேஷன் வரத்துக்கு எது காரணமா இருக்கின்றதோ, இருக்கிறதுக்கு எது காரணமா இருக்கின்றதோ, again into which this creation resolves, that is Brahman. ஏன ஜாதானி ஜீவந்தி யத் பிரயந்தி அபிசம்விசந்தி, again they go back into which, that principle is Brahman. எதோவா இமானி பூதானி ஜாயந்தே ஏன ஜாதானி ஜீவந்தி யத் பிரயந்தி அபிசம்விசந்தி தத் விஜ்ஞாய. ஓ மை டியர் மிருது, மே யூ நோ தட் பிரம்மன். என்ன புரியும் பாவம் மிருதுக்கு, அப்படியே பார்த்து நிற்கிங் அட் ஹிஸ் ஃபாதர். மை டியர் சன், தபசா பிரம்ம விஜிஜ்ஞாசஸ்வ, யூ ஹாவ் டு என்க்வயர் இன் டு தட் பிரம்மன் த்ரூ தபஸ். டீச்சிங் இஸ் ஓவர், not teaching like me, you know, 10 years, 12 years. Very briefly they teach. Rest of the assimilation is the student job only. இங்க நான் என்ன பண்ணுவேன்னா, உள்ளங்கை நெய் கல்வி போல மாதிரி அப்படியே வாழை பண்ண உழிச்சு கையில வச்சா கூட புரிய மாட்டேங்க எனக்கு. அந்த வருண மாதிரி டீச்சர் இருந்தா என்ன பண்ணுவோம் நம்ம? சோ the teaching is over now, the student job over. Bhrigu has to do enquire, you know, who is the cause of this universe, where is this Brahman. So he is starting setting. Brahman father said, tapasa, may you do tapas, you know. Now how to understand this first mantra? The whole teaching is in first mantra. Rest of the mantras only prakara and sadhana. So I have to give little explanation for this, you know. So, Brahman is the Srishti Karanam, Sthiti Karanam and Laya Karanam. So, Brahman is the Nimitta Karanam and Brahman is the Upadana Karanam. This you know already. That means, world is the Visheshanam, an attribute like. World is an attribute like Visheshanam. Brahman is Visheshyam. Visheshyam means an entity that which possesses the visheshanam, substance. Brahman is the substance. That Brahman visheshyam has got the world as visheshanam, attribute or property. Visheshanam means attribute or property, an adjective. Property can never exist independently from the substance. Like this orange color can separately exist from the cloth. Cloth is the substance. Color, the property, orange color cannot exist independently. So color is associated with the substance. What is the corollary we have to understand? Visheshanam is that which can never exist separately from the substance. Property is that which can never exist separately from the substance. This is the corollary. சோ தேர்ஃபோர் வாட் விசேஷ விசேஷண சம்பந்தம். வேர்ல்ட் அண்ட் பிரம்மன் ஹேஸ் காட் விசேஷ விசேஷண சம்பந்தம், சப்ஜெக்ட் அண்ட் ப்ராப்பர்ட்டி ரிலேஷன்ஷிப், சப்ஜெக்ட் அண்ட் ப்ராப்பர்ட்டி ரிலேஷன்ஷிப். இன் ப்ரீவியஸ் கிளாஸஸ் ஐ சேட் காரிய காரண சம்பந்தம், காரிய காரண சம்பந்தம் அலோன் இஸ் சேட் ஆஸ் விசேஷம் இஸ் காரணம், விசேஷணம் இஸ் காரியம், காஸ் அண்ட் எஃபெக்ட் ரிலேஷன். காரிய காரண சம்பந்தம்னு சொன்னாலும் விசேஷ விசேஷண சம்பந்தம்னு சொன்னாலும் ஒன்னுதான் அன்னார். விசேஷ விசேஷண சம்பந்தம், காரணம் இஸ் விசேஷம், காரியம் இஸ் விசேஷணம். சோ விசேஷ விசேஷண விசேஷ சம்பந்தம் இஸ் கால்ட் விசிஷ்டாத்வைதம். விசிஷ்டாத்வைதம் என்னன்னா, when they take it that விசேஷ விசேஷண சம்பந்தம் as ultimate real, that is called விசிஷ்டாத்வைதம். This mantra is introducing Vishishtadvaitam. But that is not ultimate. Visheshana Vishesha Sambandha Dvara, you have to arrive at Advaitam. Advaitam, not Vishishtadvaitam. Vishishta Guna Sampannam Chonna, that is Vishishtadvaitam. This is only a Tatastha Lakshana. Tatastha Lakshanam is not the teaching of Vedanta. Swarupa Lakshanam you have to arrive. For that only technical word we have to know, that is Vivartha Karya Karana Sambandha. Vivartha vanna as though. As though. Visheshanam as it were. Visheshana Visheshya as it were. மிச்சா விசேஷண விசேஷ சம்பந்தம். அத்வைதத்துக்கு வரணும் என்ன பண்ணணும், இந்த விசேஷம் இந்த விசேஷணம் ஆர் நாட் அப்சல்யூட்லி ரியல், வியாவகாரிக்கல்லி ரியல். விசேஷண விசேஷம் ஃபார் டீச்சிங் பர்பஸ் வி இன்ட்ரோடியூஸ், வியாவகாரிக்கல்லி ரியல். பட் பாரமார்த்திகல்லி ஃப்ரம் த பிரம்மன் ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட் திஸ் இஸ் விவர்த்தம். Vivartha means unreal. Like a rope snake madri. The snake is appearing upon the rope. Rope is karanam for the snake. So the rope is vivartha karanam. What do you mean by vivartha karanam? I said that without giving up its own swarupam, rupantara apartihi. ஸ்வரூப அபரித்யாகேன, ஸ்வரூப அபரித்யாகேன ரூபாந்தர ஆபத்தி. த ரோப் வித்தவுட் அண்டர் கோயிங் எனி சேஞ்ச் அப்பியரிங் ஆஸ் ஸ்னேக். ஸ்வரூப அபரித்யாகேன ஸ்னேக் ரூபாந்தர ஆபத்தி. அதே மாதிரி பிரம்மன் அங்கிற ரோப் வேர்ல்ட் அங்கிற பாம்பு மாதிரி தெரியறது. That is called vivartha karanam. Mithya vivartha karya karana sambandha, or mithya visheshya visheshana sambandha. Vivartha karya karana sambandha. Vivartha ni chunnale, since snake is not there, once you understand there is no snake, then rope karanatvam will remain. The causality of the rope will go away. As long as you see the snake only, snake is the karyam, rope is the karanam. Once the snake is not there, snake is false, mithya, the causal status of the rope also gone. Adukku da vivartham annadu. The karanatvam status of Brahman is not real. Enna karyam poi, adhanaala karanam காரணத்துவம் அனுப்ப போய் விவர்த்த காரிய காரண சம்பந்தார் மித்யா விசேஷண விசேஷ சம்பந்த. வெரி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் பாயிண்ட் திஸ் இஸ். வேர் விசிஷ்டாத்வைதம் அத்வைதத்துக்கு இங்க டிஃபரன்ஸ் இருக்குதா தெரியும். അവനിക്ക് നിന്ന് സത്യം, വിശേഷ വിശേഷണ സംബന്ധമായി സത്യം, കാര്യകാരണ സംബന്ധമായി സത്യം, പരസ് വിവർത്തം, വിവർത്ത കാര്യകാരണ സംബന്ധം. നിജമാ ബ്രഹ്മൻ ഉലകമാ മാറല, ആണോ എന്ന അച്ഛന ഒന്നും ആഹല. ബ്രഹ്മന്മേല് അപ്പോൾ ദ കോൺഷ്യസ്നെസ് ദ വേൾഡ് ഈസ് അപ്പിയറിംഗ്. The world is appearing upon the consciousness. Consciousness is Brahman. Yatova imani bhutani jayante as it were. Yena jatani jivante as it were. From the consciousness the entire namarupa prapancha world emerges out. Because of that consciousness everything sustains. Into consciousness everything dissolves. Now the rope snake dissolve into the rope. Snake is really born? No. Snake is sustaining because of rope? No. Snake goes into the rope? No. But rope is appearing as though because of adhyasa. Ange manda andhakara, inge na adhyasa. Adha visheshana visheshya sambandham sonna visishta advaita you are. ഇല്ല അധിഷ്ഠാനം അധ്യാസ സംബന്ധം. റോപ്പ്ക്ക് പാമ്പുക്ക് എന്ന സംബന്ധം? റോപ്പ് ഇത് അധിഷ്ഠാനം, സബ്സ്ട്രേറ്റം. സ്നേക്ക് ഇസ് അധ്യാസം. യു ആർ സൂപ്പർ ഇമ്പോസിംഗ് ദ സ്നേക്ക് അപ്പോൺ ദ റോപ്പ്. അങ്ങ് മന്ദ അന്ധകാര വേൾഡ് ഈസ് ലൈക്ക് എ സ്നേക്. യു ആർ സൂപ്പർ ഇമ്പോസിംഗ് അപ്പോൺ ബ്രഹ്മൻ ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് വാട്ട്? നോട്ട് മന്ദ അന്ധകാരം, അജ്ഞാനം, അധ്യാസം, ഇഗ്നറൻസ്, സെൽഫ് ഇഗ്നറൻസ്. Therefore, whole world is in ignorance, except Jnani. Even though they are all seeing with eyes, they are all as good as not seeing. What they are seeing? They are seeing mithya. Ange paam paakrana, unmai paakrana, mithya vastu paakrana. What he is seeing? He is seeing unreal thing. He is seeing the snake. He is seeing unreal thing. The one who sees the rope is one person, one who sees the snake upon the rope. Two people are there. To whom you will put vote? Yaar vote potter? So two persons are standing. One person seeing the snake, snake irkan bayapadran. Another person says snake is not there, there is rope only. Who is the intelligent one? Kekanuma adhu PhD pannanuma? The one who sees the rope as it is the intelligent person. Adi eppadiyo, idiyum appadi thane. The one who sees the world as world is an ignorant person. Hey Bhrigu, may you understand. The one who sees the world as Brahman is the one who is seeing really. The person is a jnani. Then Bhrigu has to do. തപസാ ബ്രഹ്മവിജിജ്ഞാസത്വാന്. ദിസ് ഇസ് ദ ഫസ്റ്റ് ടോപ്പിക്. വട്ട് ഈസ് ദ ബ്രഹ്മവേദന പ്രകാര കംസ് ഫ്രം ദ സെക്കൻഡ് അനുവാക. ഹി ഗോസ് ഫോർ എൻക്വയറി. അന്നം ബ്രഹ്മേ ദിവ്യജാനാത്. ഫാദർ സെഡ് നോ, അന്നം പ്രാണം ചക്ഷു ശ്രോത്രം മനോ വാചമിതി എന്ന എല്ലാമേ ബ്രഹ്മം തന്നെ ചെന്നവിടെ ബ്രിട്ടീഷ് ഉക്കാണെന്ന്. അന്നം ബ്രഹ്മ ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് അന്നം ഓൺലി. Because of annam only, retras and shonitam, shukla shonitam is manufactured. Because of that only all beings are born. Therefore, annam brahmana. And he came to his father. Father, father, annam brahma, imo doubta irukka. Please tell me about brahman. Why he has understood annam cannot be the brahman. Body is made out of annam. Body cannot be the brahman. Because, what are the differences you have to see here? Karyam, karanam. Karanam is swatantram. Sarvagatam. Ekam. Karyams are anekam, paratantram, alpagatam. Therefore, it cannot be the Brahman. Body, annam cannot be the Brahman. Why? Bodies are many, but Brahman is one. Bodies are having birth and death. Brahman is birthless. Therefore, body cannot be the Brahman. Annam cannot be the Brahman. Therefore, father, please tell me,
go and do enquiry in your father. And he started doing enquiry. In the Shraddha Parango. Again he started doing, he has forgotten the body and deep thinking. Tapasana, from religious standpoint, tapas is different. Austerity. From religion standpoint, tapas meaning is different. Austerity. Here, tapas means from Vedanta standpoint, tapas means enquiry. Enquiry in the Nididhyasana. You have to enquire into that contemplation. Contemplate pannanam. And mananam pannanam. Thiripi thiripi mananam pannanam. Sandeham irukka. Pranam brahmana illiyana sandeham varade. And mananam pannanam. Doubtless knowledge alone is knowledge. So therefore he has to do mananam again and again. What father said, pranam cannot be brahman. Therefore he asked again, then manam manaha brahma iti inar. Again he thought mind is brahman. Because manomayam idam jagat. Because of desire only, desire in the mind is the cause for all beings to come out. So mind is the brahman. Then he understood mind also, many minds are there. So many minds, as many bodies, so many minds. Anekani, jadam. Brahman is not jadam. Brahman is chetanam. Is only body is jadam, prana is jadam. Inert, mind is also inert. Therefore, it cannot be the Brahman. Then he started inquiring more and more. Tapas. That is, tapas means here, inquiry, anveshana. We can call it as analysis. Analysis. Vicharaha eva tapaha anartha. Tamilam vicharam illa, Sanskrit vichara. In Jnana Kanda, tapaha means vicharaha, enquiry. But don't supply that enquiry. People who are all doing enquiry, who am I enquiry. That is not real enquiry. That is a blind enquiry. Shastram, without Shastram they are doing enquiry. Without Guru they are doing enquiry. Shastra never recommend such enquiry. First you listen from the teacher. You listen to Shastra thoroughly. If you are not able to understand, do mananam again and again. Try to assimilate. That is the paddhati here. Then he comes to know that samashti, vijnanam is the mind. Vijnanam is the Brahman. Mind, apparam manomaya kosha talandhi, vijnanamaya kosha, he says, it is Brahman. Vijnanam brahme vijyajanat. Like that he is going up to sixth anuvaka, one kosha he is traveling. I used to give one example, no? Very mundane example, laukika example. Like your kitchen, no? Dabbas are there, no? Periya dabba, adukulla oru steel dabba, adukulla innoru dabba, adukulla innoru dabba. Adu maadhiri, first periya dabba is this. This gross body is the annamaya kosha. Then he comes to know, no, annamaya kosha is not the atma. Then pranamaya kosha, no, it is also not atma. Then inside dabba, sukshma sariram, manomaya kosha is not atma. Then pranamaya kosha, another type of sukshma sariram, that is also not atma. But yenge da irka atma na? Father is not giving much clue. You know, student has to think. Evvara sonnalum kuda, finally, you can take the horse near the waters, but you cannot make it drink. Illiyo? Payyanukku pasi irukkenu amma saapida mudiyuma enna? Payyan da saapanum. Illiya? Adhe maadhiri da, here also, guru, as much as possible, guru can communicate. But owning up, claiming, I am Brahman is the student's job. Therefore, again he asked, Father, Vijnanam Brahma, intellect is Brahman. No, there are many intellects, but how many Brahmans are there? Only one Brahman. Therefore, intellect cannot be Brahman. All go Vijnanam. Intellects are many. That is also Jadam. It is not always existing. Tukkathil irukka namukku Vijnanam. It is not there in sleep, not available. Therefore, Vijnanam cannot be Brahman. then anandamaya kosha also, kosha ananda also cannot be Brahman. That is not said in this portion. We have to supply. Finally he come to know anandam brahmeti vyajanat anando brahmana. Brahman means anandam. The sixth anuvaka, third line he completes. Anando brahmeti vyajanat. He has understood anatham. What is the process here? Then I have to explain. Idella mantram background. அது எப்படி புரிஞ்சுக்கணும்? This is called பரம்பரை. This is called a technique. The experiencer is different from the experienced. What is the logic? How can you say அன்னமய கோஷா is not ஆத்ம? How can you say பிராணமய கோஷா is not ஆத்ம? How can you say மனோமய கோஷா is not ஆத்ம? How can you say ஆனந்தமய கோஷா is not ஆத்ம? விஜயானமய கோஷா is not ஆத்ம? Because they are all experienced by me. Annamaya kosha experiencer is different from annamaya kosha. The experiencer is different from the experienced. Inda la gnapakam irukko, eppovume gnapakam irukkanum. Annamaya kosha neither me not mine. I am not the annamaya kosha. It is not belong to me also. Even I am not the pranamaya kosha. Even pranamaya kosha is not belong to me. Even manomaya kosha also, manas also not me. I am not mind. Mind is not belong to me. I am not vijnanam. Vijnanam is not belong to me. What then? They are all instruments. I am using them. I am the user, they are used by me. This is the logic. The experiencer is always different from the experience. I experience my mind. I experience happy mind, sorrowful mind. That's why I am not that. I cannot be. Whatever I am experiencing cannot be myself. Therefore, I am not pancha koshas. Then who am I? I am the lender of the sentiency to the inert body-mind complex. Body-mind complex borrowing the sentiency from me. I am the lender. I am the sentiency giver. I, the Atma, am the sentient principle. I am giving sentiency to the inert body, inert mind, inert prana, inert intellect. Because of my blessing they are functioning. I make use of them. I give sentiency to them and I want to enjoy the object. This is the truth. This is the fact. This is the only fact. The fact. So therefore what? Evam Veda, whoever knows in this manner, Pratitishthati, this is called Phalasruti. Phalam, in sixth anuvakala, last two lines, Phalasruti. Parame Vyoman Pratishthitam, the person recognizes Atma as himself or herself in his own heart. I the awareer, I am the awareness principle. Awareer of body, mind, complex. I know body, I know mind. You can say, I know everything, therefore world is different from me, objective world is different from me. But when it comes to the body, mind, because it is proximate, intimate, very difficult to say it is not myself. Even dress also you can say, I am not the dress. Even the chashma what you are wearing also you can say, I am not. But how can I say I am not this body? If you cannot taniya eduthu paathu solla mudiyadhu. You cannot take out the body separately. Therefore the toughest task. But you have to do one day or other. Evam Veda, whoever knows this. What? I am not the pancha koshas, I am not the shariratrayam. I am the consciousness, existence, the principle. Because of me only entire I am in one body or I am in all bodies. As Atma, I am in all bodies. I am in every body, in every body. I am not in one body. I am in every body and in every body. அத பெரும் ஆள் நான் வந்து சின்ன ஆள் இல்லப்பா. ஐ எம் நாட் ஸ்மால், சுவாமிஜி சேஸ். ஐ எம் நாட் ஸ்மால், ஐ எம் ஆல். தமிழ் ஆள், இங்கிலீஷ் ஆள். ஐ எம் ஆள் என்ன பெரும் ஆள். ஐ எம் ஆல், நாட் ஸ்மால். ஐ எம் லிமிட்லெஸ், அனந்தம், எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட். இங்க கனெக்ஷன் பண்ணிக்கணும். இங்க செகண்ட் சாப்டருக்கு வள்ளி, சத்தியம் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் பிரின்சிபல், ஞானம் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் பிரின்சிபல், அனந்தம் இன்ஃபினிட், ஐ எம் லிமிட்லெஸ், ஸ்பேஸ் வைஸ், டைம் வைஸ் ஐ எம் லிமிட்லெஸ், டைம் அண்ட் ஸ்பேஸ் ஆர் இன் மீ, ஐ எம் நாட் இன் டைம் அண்ட் ஸ்பேஸ் பிகாஸ் ஐ எம் ஆல் பர்வேடிங். ஸ்பேஸ் இஸ் ஆல்சோ இன் மீ, டைம் இஸ் ஆல்சோ இன் மீ. ஐ எம் கால தேச அதீதா, தேச கால அவதிபியாம் நிர்முக்தம். I am free from that. நான் ஐயன் சொன்ன நம்ம அகங்காரம் எடுத்துக்கிறோம் நம்ம, அதுதான் ப்ராப்ளம். அகங்காரம் எடுத்துக்க கூடாது. ஐ ஆம் த ஒன் ஹூ யூஸ் த அகங்கார, ஐ யூஸ் த அகங்கார. அகம், அகம், ஐ ஆம் நாட் காரம். ஐ ஆம் அகம். அகங்கார சொன்ன ஐ ஆம் ஆர்சி, ஐ ஆம் அகம் சொன்ன சின்ன ஷிப்ட் தான். ஓ மோக்ஷா இஸ் நத்திங் பட் ஷிப்ட் இன் யுவர் நோஷனல் கரெக்ஷன், அவ்வளவுதான். Moksha is equal to notional correction. This is the definition. Enna pannanona onnu panna venda. Change your attitude. Change your thinking pattern. Change your thinking pattern. Avladana? Aama, avladha. Understand. Understand. Evam veda annavan annado bhavati. Now sadhanas are coming. Disciplines are coming. This person gets plenty of food. Bhiksha venanu sonnalum onnu podum nu sonnalum ondinde irukona. So much of food. Annavan annadaha bhavati. He can eat plenty, nicely digest, and he can get lot of food. Annavan annadaha bhavati. Mahan bhavati. He will become a great person. And he gets lot of children. Progeny also. Grihastha ashramalo enna பேரன் பேத்தி நிறைய சில்ட்ரன். பிரம்மன் எனக்குதான், ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன். ஐ ஹாவ் காட் டாட்டர், ஐ ஹாவ் சன் ஆல்சோ, கிராண்ட் சன், கிராண்ட் டாட்டர். யாருக்கு என்ன பிரம்மனுக்கு புரோஜனி, பிரஜயா பிரஜயா. மகான் பவதி பிரஜயா, சன்னியாசியான சோ மெனி ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ், ஆல் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் ஓன் சில்ட்ரன். சோ ஹவு மெனி சில்ட்ரன் ஐ ஹாவ் காட் யூ சி, ஹண்ட்ரட்ஸ் ஆஃப் சில்ட்ரன், not one or two. Prajaya pasuvihi ennar, lot of cattle, car, vahana, oru car, ella student car ennude car da, oru veeda ella student veedu ennude veedu da. Prajaya pasuvihi brahma varchaseena, because of that brahma jnanam, that ananda is always in blooming, in that glowing, in that பசுபிஹி பிரம்ம வர்ச்சசேனா மகான் கீர்த்தியான. He is praised by the people so intensely. அஹோ குரு, அஹோ குரு, அஹோ ஜானம், அஹோ ஜானம், தன்யோஸ்மி, தன்யோஸ்மி அனி. அந்த குரு பார்வைப்பட்டாலே போதும், குரு பாதம் தொட்டாலே போதும், அந்த குரு வாக்கிலிருந்து வார்த்தை வந்தாலே போதும், நமக்கு ஜென்ம தன்யம். இதுதான் ஞான பலம். கேக்கறதுக்கு நல்லா இருக்கு, எப்படிதான் வரும் இது என்ன. உபனிஷத் இஸ் சோ கம்பாஷனேட், கிவ்ஸ் லாட் ஆஃப் சாதனாஸ். தே ஆர் கால்ட் சாதனானி. அன்னம் நனிந்தியாத் விரதம் சம் டூஸ் அண்ட் டோன்ட்ஸ். வாட் ஆர் தே? இட் இஸ் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் டீச்சிங் ஓவர் ஆக்சுவலி. தட்ஸ் ஐ டுக் லாட் ஆஃப் டைம். ஓகே, திஸ் இஸ் த மெயின் டீச்சிங். பிரம்ம லக்ஷணம், தடஸ்த லக்ஷணம் ஓவர், அண்ட் தட் தடஸ்த லக்ஷணம் பிரம்ம, ஹவு யூ ஹாவ் டு டிராவல். உபசங்கிரமிய பிராணாத், உபசங்கிரமிய மனம், உபசங்கிரமிய அனதர். தி ஹோல் வள்ளி இஸ் ஜஸ்ட் மிக்ஸ்டு எவ்ரிதிங். சம்வேர் ஜானம் சாதனானி கிவன், பலம் இஸ் கிவன், எல்லாமே ஓவரால் இட் இஸ் ட்ரூ அண்ட் ஓவர். But you have to say, this person, student, has to travel. He has to from annamaya, known to unknown. What is the method? Known to unknown. Body is very much known. You have to surpass the body. Then prana, feeling is there, surpass, excel. Then mana, you have to go beyond. And go beyond anartha, stopping the mind. Nichyatva nischayaha. Body is mitcha, mind is mitcha, prana is mitcha. They are not having substantiality of their own. They have no existence. Pot is having existence of its own without clay. Similarly, without Brahman, they don't have existence. Therefore, they are as good as not there. Mithya. Mithyatva nischayaha eva jnanam. So, therefore, you have to respect the food first. This jnanam comes only when you take care of the body. Deho devalayam. Sarira madhyam khalu dharma sadhanam. In the body, the upadhida, the moksha adayaradhaki varu sadhanam. Therefore, in the body, nalla feed the body, you know, with nice food. Don't starve too much, don't eat too much. Okay, don't put on weight. Don't be too feeble, no? You require proper food. Therefore, annam vratam. You have to do annadanam. First word is annam na nindyat. May you not criticize the food. If you criticize the food, you will not get food. This is the vratam. Then upasana comes. Tad vratam pranova annam shariram annadam. The first upasana. Prana sharira upasana. From vratam, that means disciplines, values. Annam na nindyat is a value. One should not criticize annam. That is why we worship annam. Annam brahma raso vishnuhu. Annapurne sadapurne. Then eighth anuaka vratam is annam na parichakshita. Never waste the food. In the ninth anuaka another vratam is annam bahukurvita. First word is vratam. Annam na nindyat, first vratam. Value. Second, annam na parishakshita. Never waste the food. Annam na nindyat. Annam bahukurvita. May you prepare more food for atithis also. Manushya yajnam. That means, may you do annadanam anartham. Value. Annadanam you have to do. To get chitta shuddhi. Nari annadanam pannanam. Then pranam shariram upasana. The pranam is annam, shariram is annadaha. Eater, eaten. So both are interdependent. Prana is depending upon annam, shariram. Shariram is depending upon prana. May you meditate upon that. Value this body and prana. That is second, first upasana. Prana sharira upasana in seventh anuvaka. Eighth anuvaka, agni jala upasana. Prana sharira is adhyatma upasana on your own body. And eighth anuvakala, agni jalam. In agni, there is water. In water, there is jalam. So, in water, there is agni. Both are interdependent. Supporter and supported. Prana is supported by the body. Body is supported by the prana. Prana is the supporter to body. Body is the supporter to prana. Supporter, supported. Anna, annada, sambandha. Anna, annada, anna. Nariya vati anna, annada varu. Supporter, supported. Similarly, water is supported by fire. Fire is supported by water. And fire is the supported and water is also supported. Both of them mutually dependent. Give and take policy. Devan bhavayatanena te deva bhavayantu vaha. Bhagavad Gita lo channa madri. So one has to understand the Srishti Chakram. Whoever is not understanding the Srishti Chakram, they are called what? Stenaha, Aghayu Indriya Ramaha, Moghai Parthasa Jivatina. We saw in the third chapter. So this is the second upasana. Agni Jala Upasana. Adi Daiva Upasanam. Then third upasana is prithivi akasha sambandha. So prithivi is supporting the akasha, akasha is supporting the prithivi, earth. So one vratam and one upasana. Each 7, 8, 9, three vratams and three upasanas. Adhyatma upasana, adhidaiva upasana. Why this upasana? Na? Akasha and atma are so very very similar, having that very close characteristics. What are they? First you do akasha dhyanam, vetta veli dhyanam anchulvala. Na akasha dhyanam pannum bodhu, akasha is ekaha, space is one, sarvagataha, asangaha, atma is also ekaha, untouched, untainted, asangaha, sarvagataha. So if you do go on meditating upon atma, akasha, one day you come to know atman. Eppadi namma tendulukkar madri Dhoni madri bat panni panni adhe madri irupanavanu ipo Vedantic students enna pannanum akasha dhyanam pannanum adhe madri akasha madri atma very close yathakasha sthitoha nityam vayu sarvatra go mahan akasha is very close to atma. Then 10th anuvatalam another disciplines, some more disciplines are coming. The phalam of this upasana, phalam briefly the Upanishad has given. Some more benefits are given in the other anuvakas. First one is, phalam number one is upasankramanam. Upasankramanam. Etam annamayam atmanam upasankramya. Etam pranamayam atmanam upasankramya. ஏதம் மனோமயம் ஆத்மானம் உபசங்கிரம்யா. இது ஆத்மா ஆத்மான்னு சொல்லிட்டாரப்பா. பிராணம் ஆத்மா மனசு ஆத்மான்னு சொன்னோம் ஃபர்ஸ்ட். அப்புறம் காதுல என்ன சொல்லணும், நிஜமா ஆத்மா இல்லை அப்படி சொல்லணும். அதுதான் அன்னமயம் ஆத்மான உபசங்கிரம்யா. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் அன்னம் அன்னம் சரீரம் ஆத்மா ஆத்மா மெடிடேட் பண்ணு. அதுக்கப்புறம் நோ இட்இஸ் நாட் ஆத்மா. தென் பிராணம் நோ உபசங்கிரம்யா. தென் மைண்ட் no upasankram. Again you have to cross over that. Known to unknown anadhe anandam anando brahmana. It is called upasankramanam phalam. So one can travel through this panchakosha viveka dwara. Panchakosha, this is the technique and matter. Whatever you know from that, you have to travel inward. Nijama travel kadiyadu. Okay, don't think how many miles I have to travel anna. As you are meditating upon the body mind complex, you say, I am not this, I am not this. Neti, neti, neti. Not this, not this. Why? I am the experiencer. This is experienced. Object. Object is different from the subject. I am the subject, Atma. Body is the object. Mind is object. Good. This is the first phalam. Second phalam is ananda phalam. I recognize myself as ananda swarupam. That's why samaga yannaste. Samaga na ippadi paaduva, anandama irukkumbodhu paaduva. I am a householder, I am an ordinary employer, I am working under a boss, I am working under my mother-in-law. Ani sonna anandam irukkuma? எப்படி சாமகானம் பாட முடியும்? ரிகக்னைஸ் யுவர் பிரம்மன். ஆல் பாசஸ் ஆர் அண்டர் யூ, ஆல் எம்ப்ளாயிஸ் ஆர் அண்டர் யூ, ஆல் மாமியார் அண்டர் யூ. யுவர் ஆத்மா. ஐ ஆம் மாமியாருக்கு மாமியார், பாஸுக்கு பாஸ் நான். அப்படி நினைக்கணும். ஐ ஆம் ஆத்மா, ஆல் பாடிஸ் ஆர் இன் மீ. இட்ஸ் எ டிராமா, லெட் த டிராமா கோ. It is nice to see. Ticket illamale drama paaga sonnar Bhagavan. Enna ticket vaanganum? Evlo paisa? Onnume illa. Avadi walk in nannaru. Direct interview na. Enna interview? It's Brahman. You are Brahman. You are Brahman. Amrutaha annaru. Anandam. Samagayan naaste. Haavu, haavu, haavu. Ahamannam, ahamannam, ahamannam. Ahamannado, ahamannadaha. I am the subject, I am the object. Object cannot exist separate from me. I am the bhokta, I am the bhogya vastu. There is no second entity at all. This is called samaganam. There is a, when you are happy, you sing a song, you know. Nice song you sing, samaganam. Ahagga shloka kritayanara. I am the creator of Vedas, I am the creator of everything in the universe. In my presence, everything comes out. Because of me, everything sustains. In me, anna enna me? Ahankara or aham? Aham Brahmana. Karan channa karanda avram. So, kanchana vasatau prachyachakshita. Tenth charika anuvaka. Again, another vratam he gives. Never say, if anybody comes for food, asking for shelter, never say no. I don't have food, then chollakoodadu. You do manushya yajnam. Atithi seva. Tasma dhyayakaya cha vidhaya. Eppadiyavadu avanukku you have to give shelter. Enakku shelter illa nu chollaadu yaaradu vanda. Irappa nu chollanu. Give food, plenty of food. Then what? Tadvratam. If you give bhakshanam prapriyat, if you give food to others, you get lot of food. You give shelter to others, you get a big palace. Whatever you give, with what mind you get, the same. If you give at the age of 20, you get at the age of 20. If you give dana at the age of 67, 80, you get 67 or 80 only. Yanda age lo, yepadi, yanda attitude dana panina, yedi dana panina, ade appadiye anda vayasiliye vandudu. If you give uttama dhanam, uttamama varum. Madhyamama, madhyamama varum. Koncha adhamama kurta, adhamama varum. If you give plenty good, more sattvika dhanam, sattvikama varum. Rajasikama panna, rajasikama varum. Nee eppadi kudukkariyo, appadidha varum. That is the whole tenth karika, first portion. Etadvai madhyatonnagum radham. Madhyataha, then adhamam. Madhyataha, etadva antato antataha, innu inferior. Radham, analogda varu. Indapa, stop it. Indapa, stop it. For you also, after some time people, inda stop it. Correct. If you have given with respect, you will get the food with respect. Please come. Please come to my house. Please eat. Enna venu, enna variety venu. Adala ketella pannuva. உங்களுக்கு என்ன பிடிக்கும் எல்லாம் கேட்டுட்டு பண்ணுவேன். ஏன்னா we have done that in previous janma. Everything, even dress, whatever you are using, everything. All these upasanas give that phalam. If you ask for worldly benefits, you get worldly benefits. House, children, lot of cattle, lot of vahanams. 5 years ஒரு vehicle வாங்கலாம். ரொம்ப அதையே யூஸ் பண்ணாமலே ஒரு 2 இயர்ஸ்க்கு ஒரு நியூ கார் வந்து என்ன இருக்கு இல்லையோ, நியூ காருக்கு என்ன வாங்கலாம். அது மாதிரி வேர்ல்டு பெனிஃபிட்ஸ். ஆர் இட் இஸ் நிஷ்காமத்தையா அண்ட் யூ வில் கெட் மோக்ஷ. இல்ல கொஞ்சம் சகாமத்தையா பண்ணிட்டாருன்னா எனக்கு ஹையர் ஹெவன் வேணும்னா ஹெவன் கிடைக்கும். தட்ஸ் த இன்டர் ரிலேஷன் பிட்வீன் த டோட்டல் அண்ட் த இண்டிவிஜுவல். இந்த விராட் உபாசனா இஸ் தேர். விராட் உபாசனா அண்ட் அத்யாத்ம உபாசனா, both are interconnected. You, without disturbing the universe, you can never do anything in the here. Whatever you do, if you roar, if you are angry, if you shout, you are disturbing something in the cosmos and artham. Because the vibration goes. The lion roars, the vibration is there in them. That is called, you can call echo. What you are, this echo comes in the universe. As you see your face, what your face, that only appears. No? What is your face, that only appears. If you are smiling, smiling face. If you are furious, no? Furious face, no? Furious air. அது மாதிரி நீ எப்படியோ அப்படிதான் உலகம் தோணும். புரியல? As you are, that is your world. World is good, wonderful. Your mind reflects there. Therefore, give lot of dhanam. That is one vratam. The phalam is sarvatma bhava. The more you give to others and the more you do virad upasana, the more you see vidyut, lightning, all this, my kshema is lokakshema, lokakshema is my kshema. All this you have to interrelate. That is given as well-being. Kshema iti vachi, vachi and not this vachi. Kshema iti vachi, your speech. You have to meditate upon Brahman. Kshema as Brahman upon your walk. Yoga is Brahman upon your yoga iti apana, apana prana yoho, prana apana yoho. Like that it is given, the list is given in your book itself, it is given action, hasta, no? When you do action, you are meditating upon that Brahman as your hand. Nothing is separate from the Brahman. Even Visarjana Kriya also, even creation also, everything is Brahman, you have to meditate upon that only. Similarly, Adi Daivika Upasana also, fulfillment, power, all are given in the 10th Anuvaka, second portion. Kshema iti vachi, yoga kshema iti prana pana yoho. Then this is Adhyatma Upasana. Then Atha Daivihi, Adi Daiva Upasana. Truptihi inner fulfillment. All these are upasanas. And special upasana given in the later Guna Vishishta Akasha Upasana. In the fourth paragraph, finally Jnani sees that Sayaschayam Purushe Yaschasavadithye is a Mahavakya. Nirguna Brahma, this is Upasamhara. This jnani sees whatever is there that in Hiranyagarbha, it is there in me. What is there in me that is there in Hiranyagarbha? What is there? Atma, consciousness, existence principle. Yaschasavadithye sa ekaha saya evam vit, the one who knows this manner. Etamannamayam atmanam upasankramya, he alone can say that prana, annamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya, anandamaya, all are anatma. Whoever sees atma, one atma in everyone. Jeevatma, paramatma, aikyam, atma, ekaha. There are no aneka atmas. Many atmas are not there, only one atma. Iman lokan kamayan. Whatever he desires, everything he gets. So he sings out of happiness, out of joy. I am everything. I am everything. And he declares to the universe. So that people also, jnani comes and declares, I am Brahman. You want to know you are also Brahman? Come on. And he says, declaring. Jnani wants to share that ananda with all people. He don't want to keep, because people are not knowing their Amrita Swarupam and they are in the problem. Aludinde irka. Selar aluvar, selar sirupar, selar aludugunde sirupar. Jnani? Anando brahmeti vyajanat. That is your real nature. This is not, teacher is going to something giving newly. Teacher is coming here, Shastra is coming here to remind your real nature, like that lion, the sheep. It was in the sheep group. One day lion saw that lion cub and taken to that, you see, you are lion. Don't say meh 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 meh, you roar like me. And then that lion started roaring jagar jana. Every teacher desire her or his students to roar like a lion, aham brahma astu. That is the highest gurudakshina what you can give to the teacher. Other gurudakshina is a namke vasti gurudakshina. Every jnani, a guru, shrotriya brahmanishta guru, expecting this from the student. For that sake only, yenna kaikana kathana yedu kathilana, why the teacher has to shout and for this sake only. That's why, because this jnani also, Sam Purvam Deve Bhyahanchali, he says, all my ancestors understood this manner, my great rishis have understood this manner, I have understood because of my guru's grace. Therefore, oh people, you all understand in this manner, you are Ananda Swarupam, there is no sorrow at all. That's what he declares to the entire universe. That's why Jnanis are doing that job in this country. Till today, it is going on and on and on. No one can stop. The Satyam is Brahma. Where is Brahman? Anga inga paaka koodadhu. Aham Brahma Asmi. Eppo? Ippove. Now, here it says, Atraiva Brahma Samashnate. This is called Jeevan Mukti. Jeevaneva Mukti. This is Bhargavi Vidya. Varuni Vidya. What Varuna taught to his son Bhrugu. Father anna appadi irukkanum. Or appayyanukku Brahma Vidya solli kodukkanum. Idhuda Brahma Vidya ra nee kattuko annu sollanum. Mother should be like that, a jnani. Father should be a jnani and teach to one's own children. This is a treasure what you can give to your children. Not local money, dollars, 100 rupees, 500 rupees. Shastra is giving immense treasure. That is Atma Jnanam. Where there is no limitation, there is no unhappiness, there is no insecurity. Therefore, Aham Satyam, Aham Jnanam, Aham Anantam. I am existent consciousness principle. Upalabdhi Dwaram. Where I am available? In this body. Upalabdhi Dwarena. That's what Varuna taught to Bhrugu. Varuna, Bhrugu understands Annamaya Kosha is the Upalabdhi Dwaram. It is an available point. Pranamaya Kosha is an available point of Brahman. Manomaya Kosha is an available point of Brahman. Vijnanamaya Kosha is an available point of Brahman. Anandamaya Kosha also. Therefore, now tell me, is this body is wonderful or not? In spite of knee pain, in spite of any discomfort, mind is also wonderful because the mind is the one in which Brahman is available as I am, aham, aham, aham. So don't neglect the body. Don't criticize the mind. Thank the body, thank your mind. Because of you only, oh body, I am able to say, aham brahmasmi. So thank God, you have got a human body and a thinking mind, and that too born in this culture, that too you are fortunate to study Taittiriya Upanishad. Therefore with this, Taittiriya Upanishad is completed. 1 to 10 are important mantras in this third chapter. 1 to 10 means almost all anuvakas. Then second chapter, I might have informed you in the last class, I do not know. Second chapter, Brahmananda Valley also, 1, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of second chapter also, important mantras. पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ